Welcome to Radio Glamorgan, Julie Morgan MS. How are you?
Hello, good to see you.
To quote your Twitter bio, you're always working hard for Cardiff North. The last 18 months have been challenging for us all. It hasn't stopped you at all, though, has it?
Oh, no, we've had to continue with all the work in the constituency at the same time as dealing with COVID-19, because obviously it's meant there's been an absolute huge flood of queries from constituents and from patients about what the rules mean and how are they to be interpreted. And that's gone on. Well, I would have said our work has doubled. And it's, you know, because things are changing so quickly, it's been quite difficult sometimes to keep up with it all. But we do our best to get back to everybody who contacts us.
Never in a million years do you think when you were elected back 97 originally and then for the Senate in 2011, did you ever think, hang on a minute, we're going to be dealing with a pandemic and what are going to be the consequences for your local constituents? You never thought that in a million years, did you?
Couldn't have imagined anything like this happening. And when you think of the height of the lockdown and we were actually in our homes all the time, just going out for an hour for exercise, it's unimaginable. And that, you know, and that I know people, many people have suffered a lot during it, but you know, many people have got through it as well. And as elected representatives, obviously, we've had to do our best to support people to get through this period. And it's been amazing, really, the tales that people have had to tell.
As you know, the University Hospital of Wales turns 50 this year. Do you remember the years leading up to the official opening? So when it was starting construction in the early 60s, what do you remember?
At the time, I wasn't a politician. I was working as a social worker in Selly Hospital, which, of course, the work from Selly Hospital moved up to UHW. The heart surgery moved up to UHW and the chest work went to Llandoc. And Selly Hospital was, a very small hospital, very friendly, very on the sea, great relationships. And there was a lot of concern about it actually closing. So I was part of a campaign then to try to keep heart surgery at Selly. So that was what I was doing at that time, because a lot of the patients too had a sort of deep commitment to Selly Hospital and didn't want to move. But obviously the building went ahead and moved successfully. And, you know, heart surgery has continued in UHW since then. So the beginning of it for me was, a bit of a mixture, really, because I love being in Selly. And so I was, concerned about how things would work out in the heat.
Selly's a beautiful part of the Vale of Glamorgan. And the fact that you've got Tea Haven, which is obviously based just around the corner now as well.
Yes.
And the views across the channel, like I'm a Penarth boy originally.
How are you?
So that area means a lot to me. What was your main concern when it was being moved from Selly to Cardiff? Was it the distance? Was it where it was originally? What was your main concern when it moved up the road?
The worry was, Selly was, very pioneering and experimental at that time, because open heart surgery was only just beginning. It's commonplace now, but at the time it was all starting. And there were other examples of places, in London where Magdi Yacoub was operating, and they were done in small dedicated hospitals. And the concern was that we would lose some of that specialty and the special nature of Selly, which, as I say, was small and intimate, wonderful place, absolutely concentrating on the welfare of the patients. And there was just a great deal of concern that that would be lost. Obviously, the patients came there from all over South Wales, so the actual location wasn't such a big issue. But we did actually have TB patients there as well. And that was one of the reasons for it being placed where it was, and the beautiful countryside that you referred to have the open air and all of that sort of thing, really. So it was a big change going into a big hospital like the Heath. And that's why people were campaigning against it at the time.
Do you remember much of the construction then of the actual hospital, or were you trying to shut that out in a way because you were trying to keep what you were trying to keep?
No, I do remember the building of the hospital, but I wasn't, directly involved in that, because I moved from Selly Hospital then and went on to work somewhere else. So I didn't look at the Heath and think, oh, oh dear, or anything like that. I was pleased to use its facilities, me and my family, for many years.
Do you remember the day itself in terms of 19th of November 1971, in terms of the fact that the Queen was going to be in Cardiff?
I just remember it happening. I mean, I wasn't a politician then or anything. I wasn't at the opening, but I just remember it happening and it being obviously quite a significant occasion, because it was, you know, a big new hospital, and it was quite, you know, at that stage it was quite exciting then that it was being built and was going to be opened.
What was it like in terms of people knowing that there was a brand new hospital? Like, being honest, I wasn't around in 1971.
No, I didn't think you were.
Yeah, so many people have said that. And what was the kind of reaction to it in terms of newspapers and radio? Were they kind of attaching on to it, or were they just kind of, well, it's a hospital that's been built, it's just
been... No, I think there was quite a lot of attention, and people were generally, you know, very pleased. Of course, I mean, it always does. A new developer always means that other places closed, and there, you know, there was concern about what was going to happen to Cardiff Royal Infirmary, the CRI, because that was another, you know, because a lot of work was moved from there as well, and obviously that's still there as a community facility now. But there was, you know, I think whenever you get something new opening, you always raise all the issues about people who want existing places to remain. So that was certainly around, but. But I think generally it was welcomed, you know, a brand new hospital.
In the years to follow then, the development has become extensive, as you know, of the site in general and the subsidiary hospitals around it. How important has it been to not only the communities of Cardiff, but the communities across Wales as the largest hospital in Wales?
The immediate surrounding area obviously has to... the residents there have to cope with the influx of people and traffic and all those sort of issues that always come with a new build. Of course, that has been one of the major issues related to University Hospital since it started, has been where do you put all the cars that people tend to come in? So over the years, I have done so many meetings with usually the Heath Residents Association, which represents the residents, with the hospital management, to try to find a way forward so that the hospital and its community can live well together. And it's been really the issue of cars and parking that has been dominant. And of course, now the parking is free, as the Welsh Government's policies to have free car parking for hospitals. But for a long time, until just a couple of years ago, basically, people had to pay, and it was under a private owner. And we had endless cases of people protesting and coming to me as AM or MP to complain that they'd been charged these large sums of money for parking illegally. This was staff. So we've had so many issues related to parking and its effect on the local community. But it does seem to be much better now. And there have been lots of traffic plans agreed, and there have been huge efforts to get people on bikes, get people to cycle in, yeah. You know, for the staff to cycle into the Heath. And when there was somebody actually based there working on a plan for the hospital, a number of staff using bikes shot up. And in fact, over Cardiff as a whole, the number of people who are actually cycling has gone up a lot.
It's been great to see when the Lakeside wing was built.
Yes.
They put a cycle rack outside it.
Yes.
And it was great to see that. And the fact that the encouragement of the park and ride facility.
When you think of a hospital being built, you don't think of all those issues, do you?
No, you think of the beds, and you think of the people being treated and all these various departments, but you don't think of the other things that surround it, like, as you say, the parking and the residents. Julia, it's genuinely been a pleasure speaking to you and finding out where you've been and what you've done. Before I let you go, I wanted to kind of ask you your priorities for the next year or so as you continue your hard work in Cardiff North.
Well, I suppose it's really to get over the pandemic. I think that's what we've got to do, because I think it has had it's been a very difficult time, particularly for older people and for young people, because they've lost out, young people in particular, have lost out on particular years of their lives, and children have lost out. So I think the main thing is to concentrate really on trying to restore normality as much as possible. So I'm, you know, very concerned that we, you know, from the Welsh Government promote our, you know, strategy for older people to ensure. And we've also got a strategy about loneliness and isolation to try and tackle those issues. Mm-hmm. And so I think Cardiff North is an area. It's got a high percentage of older people, but lots of families with young children as well. So I'm very keen to support the schools and see that the children have the opportunity to develop and grow in the way that they normally do. And we've got great schools in Cardiff North. So I want all that to happen. And I hope, you know, we can be a kinder society where we can all, you know, work together and we can celebrate the community, which is, you know, we've seen some fantastic things happen during the pandemic. And we've seen such fantastic work done at the UHW and the way that they've responded. And, you know, having been you know, seeing the 50 years of the growth of the UHW and the different parts of it, I'm very keen to support them and to, you know, continue working with them.
Julie, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Thank you very much.
Nice to speak to you.